2 years of financial limbo came to an end yesterday for Stockton, California. A judge approved that city's plan to reorganize more than $900 million of debt, which means Stockton can now emerge from bankruptcy. Stockton spent big before the recession on sports venues, public buildings, employee benefits, planning to pay for some of it with investments. Then the crash came and it cost the city dearly. It became the second largest in the country to file for bankruptcy protection after Detroit, of course. We'll learn the fate of that city's restructuring plan next week in a Michigan court. Michelle Wild Anderson is a law professor at Stanford University. We asked her to take a look at both of these cities. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Start with the news from Stockton. Big question there was what would happen to the employee pensions, about $1.6 billion worth of money that had been promised to retirees. Of course, the creditors were hollering they should be paid what they were owed by the city first before the pensioners. So tell us what the judge decided.
The judge decided that retirees and employees had taken huge losses in this bankruptcy through wage concessions and layoffs, and most importantly, the cancellation of retiree health care benefits. Mm-hmm. So the judge decided, and he's made it very clear yesterday, that he felt that they had borne their share of the losses in this bankruptcy process, and that ultimately this deal was fair to the other creditors who had also taken big losses.
Well, there was one in particular, Franklin Templeton Investments. They were demanding more money. What is the judge offering them?
They have some secured debt, which they will be compensated for in full. Secured means that they're entitled to full recovery. But on the unsecured debt, they will take only 1% of what of the sort of interest and principal that they were owed under that contract. So it's a big loss for them as well.
Well, a lot of this had to do with the pensions. Stockton arguing that they would lose all their police force. They'd go to other cities if they didn't think that they had a pension ahead of them. And the pensions are pretty substantial. Now, they are in many cities. It's to thank police and firemen who often can't work past a certain age. But Stockton's allows officers to retire at 50 and collect up to 90% of their pay. Is that sustainable?
First of all, the most generous pensions were in the past. The current employees have accepted enormous changes and concessions to their retirement benefits going forward. But just to be specific about the pension liability that Stockton will carry going forward, the average pension amount in Stockton for employees who did lose their health care benefits is about $50,000. A year, which is a lot for a city to carry, but I think it's important for listeners to know what that number really is. But the average pensions in Stockton that were part of the bankruptcy for people who were not entitled to health care are $24,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So yes, those are exceptionally expensive for a city to sustain over a long life of retirement, and the city won't be able to provide equivalent retiree benefits for its current employees.
Right. Going forward, that won't happen. Well, as everyone knows, there's an even bigger bankruptcy case in Detroit on November 7th. A judge is going to decide if Detroit's plan can go forward. And we're reminded in Detroit, some pensioners agreed to take 4.5% cuts to their monthly checks. There's talk of spinning off the water department into a regional agency. And then there's the so-called grand bargain. This is that people would come forward and save the city's art collection so that the art collection wouldn't be lost and paid off to creditors. What's the thinking of how the judge will rule there?
The expectation is that, as Judge Klein did yesterday in Stockton, Judge Rhodes in Detroit will approve the restructuring plan. In Detroit, all of the major creditors have agreed to the plan. They have all essentially settled with the city. So what Judge Rhodes has in front of him is a negotiated outcome in which all of these parties who began very far apart have essentially reconciled themselves with the plan. So it would be very unlikely in that case that the judge would then overturn that negotiation and send the city back to the drawing board.
Well, and so what does this mean for both cities? You alluded a little to it in the case of Stockton. You know, they can't afford to pay some of the pensions that they've promised in the past going forward. But you know, this isn't the end, certainly, of their issues.
No, both cities now really go back to the same hard reality that they faced before these bankruptcies. Both Detroit and Stockton have neighborhoods of very concentrated poverty. Both cities essentially dismantled their public services in the years of the Great Recession, trying to stave off bankruptcy. And the sort of combination of these two things, the sort of existence of very poor neighborhoods with high crime, high unemployment, and troubled schools, alongside the enormous retractions and layoffs in their public sectors, mean that both cities are going to face a period of rebuilding in the aftermath of the bankruptcy, and really trying to stabilize their city services again. And bankruptcy cannot remove poverty or overcome poverty, and so the cities sort of go back to the hard work of serving poor populations.
And so, how do they pull up out of it? They can't tax a poor population. Do they have to try to get people to invest in it? How do they go forward?
These two cities, and all cities coming out of a bankruptcy or a receivership for fiscal distress, have very, very lean budgets. The restructuring plan that was approved yesterday in Stockton and next week's plan presumably to be approved in Detroit really don't provide a lot of extra funding to restore service levels in either city. So the plans themselves are not going to solve the problems in these cities through growing the public sector. So instead, I think, as you said, there has to be a renewed investment in these cities through state revenue sharing, more generous state revenue sharing with faltering municipalities, through a very serious and deliberate federal policy around concentrated poverty and urban distress, and simply a sort of broader public recognition that these are old problems. They are lasting problems of inner city decline and post-industrial job losses in the country. So there's a larger system of issues around job training and investment and infrastructure rehabilitation and so forth that we as a society have to get serious about undertaking.
That's Michelle Wild Anderson, Stanford law professor, saying that pretty much at the end of bankruptcy in Stockton, California, and perhaps next week Detroit, is just the beginning of another story. Michelle, thank you.
Oh, thank you.